Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the State Department is now coming out as we speak, saying extremely, super high threat level. Be afraid. Be very afraid. You need the NSA to plant cameras, I guess, up your rear end to make sure Al-Qaeda isn't hiding in there. While they publicly run Al-Qaeda, and even the New York Times, as myself and Ron Paul talked about last hour, is out today. That story's up on Infowars.com. There's multiple articles where they admit, yeah, it's for political gain. And you know what? If they can't get their fake Al-Qaeda groups to attack, bomb Yemen and then get them to hopefully attack something. So you can say, isn't it scary? Someone attacked us. Now we've got to run your life and rob your bank account. The great danger is the military-industrial complex run by foreign banks that's hijacked the country. Meanwhile, Texas-wide United We Stand overpasses for Obama's impeachment. One of our reporters was out driving around and just saw people hanging on overpasses impeach Obama. And we went and looked it up. I'm going to get a story out on Infowars.com on this. Statewide United We Stand overpass for Obama's impeachment. Americans and the Constitution are under attack. Patriots are standing up across the country to say no more. We are urging demonstrations everywhere. Yeah, I think there should be spontaneous right now at the Capitol. I think everybody should just go down to the front of the Capitol. And they'll say you have to have a permit to be on the grounds. The great place is on the in front of 11th Street, right in front. That's the best place anyways. Everybody should just show up down there right now. If 10 people show up, it's a victory. It's just, when you get the idea of spontaneously coming out against the tyrants, coming out against the NSA, they're tracking all this. They may blow something up and say, see, you need us. I mean, we're like, hey, that's obvious. And we'll catch them like the Boston bombing in the act. And they'll try to kill all the patsies before they can speak out. Everywhere are encouraging to get off the couch and take a stand. Right now, there will be overpass rallies against overreaching in the following locations in Texas. Folks, get out there with Infowars.com. Get out there with whatever your maxim of liberty is and say, down with the tyrants. We know America is occupied. The July issue, I ordered 30,000 extra. We've still got a few thousand left. 10 bumper stickers, 4 big ones, 6 medium-sized that say America's been occupied by globalist forces, Infowars.com. Forbidden information, Infowars.com. You know, different variants to get people thinking, to get people reacting, to get people off their butts and into the mode of being aware of what's happening. We have an open tyranny coming down on us. And I'll tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, this show is in the eye of the storm, and I've got the eye of the tiger, to use that cheesy term. I do. I mean, I'm just, boom, in their face, going in. I'm not worried about how I'm going in. I'm going in. Damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. I think that was Lord Nelson said that. And the whole point is that I'm done playing games with the New World Order. These people are out of control themselves. You study globalists and top people, they're a bunch of dysfunctional, degenerate nutballs. And I am not going to sit here where a bunch of Stalin, Mao, Hitler fan club people play God over my life, okay? I've got a God, and it ain't you, Clapper, and Alexander, and Obama, and Big Sis, and the New World Order, and David Cameron, and Hollandaise sauce over in France. All of you. You people are a bunch of crazy freaks. It turned out in France, all the top socialists who passed 100% taxes on middle class and up, 100%, they want all your money, that they're all exempt and have giant billion-euro slush funds. And it came out, nobody got in trouble, because they have the military with the machine guns. Well, how about the people figure out that's wrong? We are going under total collectivization. 100% taxes, and Obama hires the French economic advisor to bring him over here to run things in this country. You got a freak show of neocon scum. You got a freak show of all these fake liberals. They're a bunch of authoritarian trash. And they say in this press release, avoid social issues. I agree with that. Focus on the NSA violating all of our rights. Absolutely. Nationwide. Let's go to the streets. Let's do it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are spontaneous demonstrations popping up all over Texas. Banner hangs. One of my reporters was out and just saw it. They're all over the place. Some group called United We Stand, National Liberty Federation, has done this, and it's been a success. I guess they got 51,000 people to like them on Facebook, and they're hitting the streets all over Austin, Dallas, Houston. We're getting the reports. We're sending reporters out right now to get photos. If you see these photos, take photos. If you see these banners, and send them to us. There are rallies on overpasses going on all over the place. And this is how we let the NSA and the globalists know we don't like what's happening. This is bipartisan against the tyranny of Obama. And this is calling for anyone who's concerned about the violation of our rights and our liberties and the Constitution to stand up. We're putting the press release out on InfoWars.com right now. One of my reporters was actually sick today. And I said, look, you're sick. It was about 11 o'clock. I said, go home. And he was driving. Chris Alanis, in fact, if he sees any more, tell him to take photos and send it to us, said he saw banners and rallies going on all over 35. And then he turned down another road and saw more. So this is definitely going on all over the state and in locations in Austin, Highway 183, Breaker Lane, I-35. It's happening in Round Rock. I mean, it's on. And this certainly happened. People are angry. We ought to organize something like this. I think this should go nationwide. I'll talk about that. It is nationwide? Wow, this is wild. So just in Texas, there's 57,000 getting involved. And it's against the NSA, the drones, the tyranny, all of it, folks. It's time to let them know we're awake. Very exciting. We're posting this on Infowars.com right now. Now, shifting gears. When the writer and editor at Rolling Stone's car blew up, Michael Hastings, I said we should investigate it. The eyewitnesses all said that they saw a big explosion in the street, then it flew off the road into the tree. All footage got released last week showing the car driving on the road and a big flash under it, then it goes off the road. Now they've released the 911 transcripts. The witnesses all saw the same thing that previous witnesses said they saw. A big explosion. His wife at the memorial said that she was going to, quote, bring down whoever did that. She told Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs that and others. One of his last emails was sent to Joe Biggs and others who Joe's talked to who are afraid to speak on record, but they're the ones that talked about the feds going to his house the day before. He, in an email, said, get ready for raids, get lawyers. I'm going into hiding. I'm going off the radar. It's CIA. Boom, his car blows up. I mean, that's not even 2 + 2 = 4. That's 1 + 1 = 2. And we've got to investigate this. Now his wife, and I know she's under a lot of stress, went on television with Piers Morgan, of all people, and we're going to play a short clip of that right now and then get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' take on that. This is CNN. We're analyzing this piece right now. Here it is.
The first time we're going to hear now from his widow, Elise Jordan, who joins me exclusively. Elise, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You've been a regular on the show as well as Michael. Incredibly sad, incredibly tragic. How are you, first of all?
Just taking it day by day. I was blessed to have the time with him that I had, so I feel very lucky for that, and, you know, just taking it day by day.
There have been, as there always are in these situations, wild conspiracy theories that he was chasing some hot story, maybe connected to that, his late-night car crash in Los Angeles, other theories too. Do you subscribe to any of this? Do you have any idea really what may have happened?
You know, I have no doubt that he was pursuing a hot story. He always had at least 5 hot stories going. That was Michael. So, and he also, there will be published his profile of John Brennan in an upcoming issue of Rolling Stone, probably in a couple of weeks. But right now, the LAPD still has an active investigation. I don't really have anything to add. My gut here is that it was just a really tragic accident, and I'm very unlucky, and the world was
okay.
Very unlucky.
All right, that's enough. The interview's up on Infowars.com, an article by Paul Watson. But this is a very interesting lady, Ms. Jordan, not Mrs. Hastings, married him back in May of 2011. Before that, she was the Director for Communications of the National Security Council. Then I won't go over the rest of her pedigree. That is shadow government. And above CIA, above everything, that is the top of the pyramid, folks. And very interesting. So I guess she knows. I guess she's changed her mind since she told Joseph Biggs and others that she was going to bring down whoever did this. Joe, I know this is hard for you to talk about. You couldn't even talk on the phone last night. It was so upsetting to you. You, of course, were in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he was embedded with you in 2008 in heavy combat. You knew him for years. You were one of the people he sent that last email too, that he was going into hiding, that they were basically after him. And I guess we're the bad guys. I guess there's nothing to see here, even though the footage shows the car now blowing up before it went off the road. And I guess that's normal. Mercedes just blow up in the middle of the street now.
Yeah, I was a little unnerved by her calmness, in a sense, in that video. I know, you know, just seeing it brought up in the news last night gave me goosebumps, and it just put me in a hole. It just shifted my mood from being out and happy, hanging out with my friends, to just being sad. And then I couldn't even hear the interview at first. I didn't get to hear it until this morning. But just to watch it, I mean, she just seemed happy. And then either she's finally getting over this, or she's one hell of an actor and she's trying to, you know, play a facade and try to, you know, get everybody off her trail. Who knows?
Sergeant, I know we're walking in a minefield here. You know a lot more than you can say. So do I. So do his friends. It's not just that she's putting a nice face on there. She has electric charm, like a beauty queen, like Miss America up there. And her eyes look like she's having the time of her life. But I guess people do strange things when they're under stress. We can make excuses for that. What about what she said to you at the memorial service about how she was going to bring down who did this? I mean, this is getting like some type of whodunit movie. I mean, this is getting to be like an action adventure, but real life.
I just don't want to believe that she's come to that conclusion that it's this tragic accident. I mean, it is a tragic event that happened, but accident, I still just don't see that as a possibility yet. And there's too many things out there, especially with that new video, just seeing that. I mean, that just blows your mind. I mean, that right there is pretty intense. And then to just go on there and then say it's an accident, I just made my stomach hurt last night.
You've got a distinguished military record in your own right. A lot of tours in heavy combat. You've been blown up in an armored vehicle before. You've seen the things blow up. When you look at that, because all the police, military I talk to, they go, oh, my gosh. You see the bomb go out underneath it. That's why the engine shot out the back. The bomb was clearly in the front and bottom. The engine shoots out the back. The car goes off the road. I mean, you've seen a lot of explosions and IEDs. What does that look like to you? What does it look like to the investigators I know you're talking to?
I mean, it definitely looks like some kind of an explosion. I mean, cars just don't do that. The way you see that bright light, and then you can just see before you even see the explosion, you see his light, and it looks like if you pay attention to it, it looks like he lost power, and then you see the explosion. You see his tail lights going through down the road, and then all of a sudden you just see nothing, and then you see a flash, like he lost control or just because the power went out or something in his car, and then you see those explosions.
Absolutely. You see the power go out, and then you see an explosion under the car, and then it goes off the road into the tree, exactly what our forensic people who went out there, reporters we had go out there, said it looked like. The tree was barely even damaged. It came to rest up against the tree.
Yeah, I've had three or four people go out there already, and I just talked to a buddy of mine a second ago, and he was out there the other day, and the tree's pretty much unscathed. I mean, it definitely doesn't. It looked like a car hit it at 130-some miles an hour.
Well, the car looks like it's going 80 to me in the video. Let me ask you this question. What can you say about her texting you and then the phone call and her crying in the background? I mean, because she goes from that to this. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. She heard that from the show we were going out there. I mean, can you talk about that or should we not go there?
I mean, there's nothing really to it other than, you know, she seemed like she was completely fine. I told her that I was going. And then, you know, just a few days prior, she didn't even answer the phone. Her friend answered the phone and said that Elise wouldn't be talking and that she doesn't want us to go to L.A. and, you know, please don't go.
And you could hear her crying in the background, correct?
Yeah, you could hear some stuff like that. It was just odd. And then now this, I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, if my dad or my wife had just died a few weeks before, a month before, and I went on television, I guarantee I'd break down crying. I mean, she's just an amazing person, I guess, that she just, I guess, went through it all. So we can commend her for her just radiance, like it was the royal wedding or something. I don't know.
I mean, but then again, you know, she could just be throwing people for a loop, who knows? I mean, she said she was working on an investigation herself, but who knows?
Yeah, she told you that in text and in person, that she's doing an investigation. So I guess, amazing.
That video footage, I'm just glad that they finally released something like that, because that's something that needed to be seen by a lot of people. A lot of people are starting to investigate a little bit further now and breaking down this footage. One of the guys, David Wayne, he wrote for Law & Order SVU, and I know he's got a lot of film analysts and stuff like that going through there. And he's the one that told me, he said he could notice how the power shuts out from the car just before that first, you know, blast you see.
Stay there. Tell us what he told you as a forensic specialist, and then I want to get your take on where we go from here with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, it's a final segment with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. I'm going to have to get him on via Skype to really tell it all on record on the nightly news very soon. I appreciate his courage. You know, he's been in a lot of combat with embedded reporters, and he was telling me off-air what they do compared to Hastings. And I got to say, my gut is Hastings was more than met the eye. And the fact that he was scared when he called people, when he wasn't scared in heavy combat. Well, repeat what you just said, Staff Sergeant Biggs, and then let's get into what that forensic specialist has been telling you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I've, from day to day, to day, you get reporters that come through, and a lot of them don't last long. They get scared, and, you know, like I said before, you get to learn a lot about somebody, and just even in 30 minutes of combat, you can find out who really is somebody, who's there to talk and who's there to do the walking. And a lot of these reporters will come in here, you know, acting all hard and this and that, and as soon as that bullet flew by their head, they'd shriek over in a little ball, start crying, and, you know, they'd be calling their boss, say, get me out of here, I can't do this. You know, Mike would just sit there with a smile on his face and wouldn't flinch at all. I mean, I remember one day we were on this mountaintop at the Pakistan border, and we were getting attacked by huge fellow Taliban. And, you know, we got Apache helicopters and little birds flying overhead, warthogs in the air diving down, shooting. We had Hellfire missiles going off by our head and, you know, artillery rounds, all this stuff going on. And he's just sitting there, not shaking one bit, just like the rest of us who were pros at it. I mean, it was just to see him so calm compared to every report I've ever seen. I mean, it was pretty intense.
But he was scared before his death.
Yeah. And then, you know, to see this whole flip, you know, I've seen him in some of the most horrific situations any person could ever be in, and he wasn't ever scared. So to be able to, you know, to hear that 3, 4, 5 days out, he was just, you know, out of his mind, scared.
Well, you know why? He wasn't scared of death from what I've seen as a reporter. He was scared by what he learned, and that's what you and others were saying, is that he was freaked out. He went from saying, oh, we'll work with the government, to they're the enemy, they're bad, we got to stop them, because of what he learned, and that's what got him killed. And I have to tell you, my expert opinion on this is he was probably CIA, a good guy, thought he was trying to help America in a CIA army fight over turf wars. That's what some of my sources have said they believe the intel is. He found out some really bad stuff, wasn't going to be part of it, and he knew they were coming. And I think he morally knew he had to put this out, and he made that decision. I think that's why, and of course, I'm speculating here, but that's what I think's going on here. Any comments on that?
I mean, who knows? There's so many unanswered questions right now at this point. I mean, just like I said, I've never seen a reporter so, you know, poised and so calm in combat. I mean, the guy was a pro. I mean, he knew what he was doing. He was great out there at it. So just to see him that scared.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
And then all of his friends that I've talked to, I talked to a couple on the phone earlier. And, you know, it's just odd to see someone like that just be so scared.
Yeah, and then we're not supposed to investigate it. In closing, the few minutes we had, other points you need to make. We're going to get you back on as soon as you can to commercial free on the nightly news to break all this down. Tell us what the forensic people you're talking to are saying.
They said they noticed a lot of stuff. Like I said, the power going out, the explosion, how there's definitely no damage that could have been caused from that tree. Everything happened prior to the tree. They said they noticed some really weird impacts around the roof area of the car, so that's pretty odd. Like the roof was pushed out, like up and out a little bit, like a dent you can see. So I've got a group of guys that are just basically taking all that footage and going frame by frame by frame, and supposed to be sending me a copy of all this breakdown. And as soon as I get that, I'll get a copy sent over there to you guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got all our email contacts?
Yeah, I got everything. I got it all.
Okay, good. We'll double check that, because as soon as that comes out, obviously the danger is while we're getting this ready. After it gets out, we're going to be protected somewhat. But this is definitely. Has this changed your views on anything, on how the world works? Or I guess you were already awake.
That happened within 6 to 7 months. My first time in Iraq back in 2004. So. It's just, you know, you go out there, you're fighting for, you know, your country, and then just all this stuff happens. And at the end of the day, you know, really all you're out there fighting for is just the guy beside you. And you kind of start wondering what this country is being all about right now sometimes. It's just so shady, the things that go on. It just saddens me.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Hastings was more than meets the eye, and the establishment figured that out, too. He was going to bring him down, and, well, they brought him down. Amazing. Joe Biggs, we appreciate your courage, Staff Sergeant. And I want to talk to you during the break about when we can get you on the nightly news for a full debriefing for everybody to get all the angles out. This is a big deal for the free press in this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Coming up in the third hour, I'm going to open the phones up and get into geopolitical news, all these hyped up terror alerts and more that even the New York Times is admitting is being done for political purposes to sell the idea of the NSA targeting the American people. Reuters admits they're giving local police NSA data on petty crimes. And then they have the police go and create a fake investigation to then go get warrants once they've already spied on everybody. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I told you this was going on because of my police sources. It's only done at first in like L.A., New York, in the last decade as a rollout. Now they're giving even middle-sized cities access to NSA stuff. And, of course, 2,000 companies, it was reported, are given access to incredibly classified stuff and your private info. And all sorts of stalkers and people are using it. I mean, this is insane. So we're going to be talking about that coming up. We're also going to be speaking for the rest of the hour with Dan Bongino, the amazing Secret Service agent who's such an eloquent speaker and running for political office who stands for liberty. And is the kind of person we need in office. He's like a Ron Paul 2.0. So we're going to be talking to Dan Bongino, who left as a senior guy going up the top of the ranks because he just couldn't sit there and hear Obama go, there's no tyranny around the corner. If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else did, telling school kids socialism's good. We're going to be talking to him, though, about embassy security and things, because he's a real expert in that, obviously being involved in that type of stuff in the overseas trips of the president. So we'll talk to him in a moment. First off, a few of the sponsors that make this national broadcast possible. I only have sponsors I believe in, so be sure and check these sponsors out. Supernatural Silver. Pathogens are becoming increasingly dangerous, causing deadly outbreaks in hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and restaurants. Antibiotics and ineffective because people are overusing them. New Supernatural Silver, they've got a new upgraded formula, offers a safe and effective means of killing pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail, like their nasal spray. You put the stuff up your nose, you got a sinus infection. The antibiotics don't work. Others doesn't work for me. This does. For more information on how Supernatural Silver can protect you and your family, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Alex Says, one word, for 20% off. Supernaturalsilver.com. And finally, eFoodsDirect.com is doing it again because folks have been begging for it. Free shipping on one of their most favorite lines of foods. They've got specialty lines, you name it. You can give them a call at 800-409-5633 to ask about the Alex special. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Every $329 you spend on food from eFoods Direct, you'll get a free 24-day food supply, the Patriot Pack Plus. Get free shipping. Free shipping is the big deal with storable food. This is the company to use. Limit 10 per order. Patriots and everybody need to be self-sufficient. Government is stockpiling food, weapons, you name it. Why aren't we? eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Give them a call today and win, win, win. Support the broadcast and getting the word out. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk about with our next guest, Dan Bongino, who, again, is running for political office in his state. We should all support him. But first off, I wanted to get an update from him just overall since he resigned in disgust, which we're seeing more and more of, people in the military, people in defense contractors, people in Homeland Security, Secret Service. They just cannot be part of the shadiness that Staff Sergeant Biggs was just talking about. And they just can't be part of it. And it's kind of a catch-22 because then the good guys are out of it, so that kind of leaves the bad guys. But overall, it's the right moral decision to make. But I wanted to ask him, what does that mean is there's an exodus of people that you would call pro-America, pro-liberty, pro-common sense? And again, he's running for Congress, ladies and gentlemen, in Maryland. And he joins us, and we're going to give you his website as well. He's running for Maryland's 6th district. And I want to call him Congressman right now. And I'm told they know you're a threat. I'm told you got your house burglarized. So that shows that somebody's certainly concerned.
Yeah, it's not the first time, Alex. And thanks for having me, by the way. They've targeted my cars. My wife was 8 months pregnant, and someone put nails in two of her tires. And four of my campaign staff, same thing. And campaign headquarters broken into. But you know, that's kind of what they do, and I just roll with it. I'm 6'1", 215 pounds, so I'm more worried about my family than I am myself. But, you know, that's what they do. It's thuggery at its finest, and unfortunately, when you speak out and you stand for liberty and you stand against, and you know, I just want to make this one point. It's not just against the Obama administration. I think you know this. There are Republicans out there, too.
Absolutely.
Who care any less about liberty. There are some out there who care more about their own power than liberty, too. So it's a bipartisan indictment of the system, but you definitely put a target on your back when you do that.
Absolutely. And Scripps, Howard News Service, AP, you name it, have picked up all the burglaries and harassment that you're going through right now. I mean, that right there is the certification that you're the man right there, and the campaign's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're shaking people up, we've got a few left-wing outlets come after us for everything from Shocker meeting with conservatives in D.C. Left-wing media outlet went after us and said, yeah, he meets with conservatives in D.C. to advance conservative cause.
How horrible.
Scandal. You know, I bet we had some meetings with another journalism outfit, too. I mean, they make up stuff. It's really terrible. And, you know, if you only knew, folks, what went on behind closed doors, I mean, you would be disgusted. If you think this government revolves around a citizen-centric model, model and that public service is a priority, and I've got bad news for you. You're living in a fantasy land. I mean, there are some good people out there, don't get me wrong, but they're very few, and you mentioned it in the opening of the show. More and more people are just turning up their, you know, they're turning their head in disgust and walking away and finding out, not walking away from making a difference, but walking away and finding out a different way to shake up the system, because it is unquestionably broken.
You know, I know you saw a lot of things, and you signed national security agreements, so you can't talk about it, or you'll go to jail like a whistleblower. But I mean, when you talk about the dirty deals behind the scenes, we've got a good idea. It seems like the corruption's so rampant now, they don't even get in trouble. I mean, you said it was the speeches and things was one reason you left, hearing Obama basically push stuff that Mao would push. But I think that's obviously the main suspects. It would be other, you know, feds coming in because of what you do know. Aren't you in probably danger because of some of the things you saw? You may not even know what they were that's got them concerned, why they're breaking into your house and your car and places like that. I mean, my question is, if I knew all the stuff you knew, I'd probably go ahead and just say it, because then I think that makes you safer is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it's not a bad point, but, you know, I did swear an allegiance, and my, you know, was my oath means something to me. And outside of the things I saw, which were blatantly unconstitutional, which I have no obligation under my oath to the Constitution to keep quiet, outside of those things, you know, obviously they're personal things I keep quiet. But, you know, this isn't faux bravery on my part. You know, I mean it, Alex. I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, to sit there and pound my chest. But I just don't worry about it that much. I mean, my family and I took an enormous financial hit to do what we did, to walk away. You know, my FEC records are public. You can look yourself. You know, we certainly didn't get rich off any of this. But the country is at a turning point. I mean, I mentioned this last time I was on your show. This is a real turning point, not one of those fictional turning points where people just like to rally you up. Oh, we're at the turning point. This is it. I mean, we are moving down one of these paths where your liberty is being treated like a commodity you can't exchange. It's traded amongst people and faux party officials and insiders and cronies. Your liberty, and yet, oddly enough, the one person out at the table is you. So, you know, you have to say to yourself, when you're someone like me on the inside, you know, and I honor and I respect the Secret Service agents who, you know, these guys and men and women are fantastic. They put their lives on the line, you know, for in a heartbeat for the president and everyone else they protect. But I just didn't, I felt kind of like a parasite, like I was, you know, just sucking off the system, and then I wasn't doing everything I could do. And I kept imagining a eulogy in a world that was different than the world we know today, for the worst, and someone saying, well, what did he do to change it? And then my kids looking up and going, well, I don't know. Well,
Dan,
I can tell you right now, they're not going to have any problem answering that question now.
Dan, I admire you so much. I don't say that to be sappy, because I've gone through some of the same things you've gone through, the break-ins, the physical attacks, the death threats, where they're listening to your phone and tell you what you were talking about so you know it's the government or contractors. And for people that haven't experienced this, they don't know. And people say, aren't you scared? You know, why do you go, you know, out in public? Why do you go do the things you do with no bodyguards? And you know what? I it's not even about being afraid. I've chosen a side, but it's not even choosing. I'm not a thug and a criminal. I'm not a scumbag. I'm not part of their gang. I don't even have free will, really. I have to confront and oppose these people. And I think that's what you just crystallized there, is that, you know, you're not beating your chest saying, I don't care, I'm not scared. It's beyond courage. It's, you know, you cannot commit the world to evil, and standing down is joining it. Silence is consent, and you will not be part of the dark side.
Yeah, I mean, we're being ruled. We're not being governed anymore. You know, and what made this country great and exceptional, different than every other place in the world, is the respect and the dignity of individual liberty, a constitution that limited them, the government, not you. But I think what, unfortunately, a lot of the soccer mom crowd is ignoring is the fact that your liberty is really disappearing in real time, and it has a real consequence, Alex. I mean, look at your economic liberty. What do you think taxation is? If you work for $100 a year using round numbers, and now upwards to 47 to 50% of it is taken by the government through sales, income, capital gains, corporate, all these other taxes, then 40% of the time you work for someone else. I mean, that's not liberty or freedom. You know, when you look at Obamacare, you folks, do you really think that was about health care? Seriously, did you really believe that that was about health care? I assure you, having lived in this bubble, it had nothing to do with health care. It has everything to do with taking away decision, life or death decision making away from you. I mean, we've never had any kind of education in liberty. Public school system doesn't think, well,
it's death panels. It's socialist eugenics, absolutely. And it's buying and selling our liberties, trading them away. I want to get into the Benghazi situation because you're somebody that was the head guy when Obama went overseas. So you know exactly what went on there, and it's coming out, missiles to al-Qaeda and the stand down. But before we go there, let's right now make this important. You put it on the line. You didn't talk to me before you came on the air. You were coming on about the embassy stuff. I'm saying this now. Everybody in Maryland needs to stand with Dan Bongino and his family and get him into office. This is a real guy, folks. You can feel it. You can see it. Your gut tells you. We've got to put this guy in Congress with an overwhelming vote to overpower their electronic voting machines. These are the type of people we need there who have a conscience that that's their most valued possession is being honorable. And how do people donate? What's the best site to go to? Bongino.com?
Yeah, thank you. Bongino.com. I appreciate that, Alex. Thank
you. No, people, they need not just donate. They need to come out and support you in Maryland. I mean, I'm reading the campaign's going well. You're getting support.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. You know, last time we ran, we started with nothing. I had two donors, me and my father, and we built the largest donor list in Maryland, one of the largest donor lists in the Northeast Corridor. I mean, we really fired up a grassroots base. And, you know, it was funny how people would say to me when I would give speeches, because, you know, I never wrote them. I would just go out and speak from the heart. And people would say, wow, I've never heard anything like that before. And I said, you know, that's the sad part. You know, that all I did was just tell you the truth, and you thought it was good. It wasn't good. It was just unusual because you're so not used to hearing the truth from people that when a guy gets up there and speaks with some passion about what's really happening, you think it's, quote, good. There's nothing good about it. It's just the truth. The truth has no agenda. And we just built a massive army of people. So starting this time was obviously a lot easier than last time where we had to build it from scratch. Now we have a solid base of support. We have a huge social media following on Facebook and Twitter, and it really helps me get the liberty message out there. I try to tweet and Facebook about liberty at least two or three times a week, and it's never scripted. I come home, I'll usually put on some music, and I will just go and tell people how I really feel and what I saw and what I think is really wrong, and importantly, how we can fix this disaster we're in now.
Absolutely. And folks can go to Bongino.com and find your Twitter, find your Facebook. Everybody should follow you there. In fact, I'm going to tweet out during the next break from Real Alex Jones at Twitter for folks to follow you, and I hope listeners. Libertarians and constitutionalists don't tend to be big Twitter people, but we all need to become big Twitter folks because sometimes I'm out there in the field and that's all I've got to get a message out. And the same thing for Mr. Bongino. And the fact that they're coming after him, breaking in his house, his car, harassing his family, right there, folks, we just had on Staff Sergeant Biggs with all the other Special Forces guys that were friends with Michael Hastings who know they killed him, and they're all scared, folks. And it just shows how dangerous this is. But if they put a bullet in me, I want 10 more to stand up in my place. If they put a bullet in Bongino, you've got to do the same thing. I mean, enough is enough, folks. The war for this republic is now. Now, shifting gears, speaking of bullets, they put bullets in Ambassador Stevens. Knowing what you know about embassy security, a lot of it classified, running foreign operations when the president would go overseas and visit embassies, what is going on from a trained eye when you see that?
Well, what I found odd about this is there's been communications between al-Zawahiri in Pakistan and in Yemen, one of the main AQAP operators in Yemen. But the brazenness of the communication strikes me. Here's what I mean. These guys are very, and I don't mean this qualitatively, please, but they're very savvy in a devious way with their communication. They've learned everything from using drop boxes and emails that don't formally send it. All kinds of, I don't even want to give anybody else any ideas, but ways to manipulate cell phones so they can't be traced. They are very savvy in that respect. The fact that they likely knew they were being monitored, which of course they know, and brazenly made these kind of communications, knowing it was going to get out there, says to me, from having gone through this over and over and having read volumes of intel reports and overseas ops, was that this was really in the end operational stage, and any fear of having the operation broken up didn't frighten them enough to, you know, to communicate that this thing was ready to go. But the problem, Alex, is I don't really trust this administration anymore with their information. And they've lost all credibility between Benghazi and we don't even know what was going on there with potential gun running. I mean, they really don't have any credibility. The only thing that makes me believe this is this could be really credible, and I hope it's not, is that a lot of the foreign embassies have shut down too, and we're usually pretty reluctant, especially after Iraq, to be sharing information and intel with foreign embassies and foreign governments.
Sure. Well, I mean, Obama's bad enough, and I know they'll crucify you if you agree with me. He's bad enough, and even the New York Times says these terror alerts are being used for political purposes to distract from NSA, to turn a blind eye and let some jihadi group fund it up the chain. They're funding them in Syria and Libya to attack a few embassies as a political distraction. This could also be a false flag Obama's about to pull.
Well, this NSA thing, they need to get the attention off this thing so badly. And I cannot believe, I mean, really, there's a part of me that is having a hard time digesting the fact that there are people who call themselves Republicans out there who actually support this program. You know, folks, information in the hands of a government without an independent arbiter reviewing it. Remember, the Constitution, you know, secure in your effects, right? Without a warrant or an independent arbiter, because I don't consider the FISA court a legit. It's a rubber stamp, okay?
Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, stay there, sir. We're going to come right back to you and have you finish that point and on Benghazi and more.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Dan Bongino, senior Secret Service agent till he resigned. He ran the overseas operations. That's the most important thing the Secret Service does when the president goes anywhere, is the overseas business. They see that as the most dangerous, at least from what I've read in the newspapers. And you were telling me some stuff off air about your sources in the Secret Service currently. I don't know how much you can say on air, but just say what you can about Benghazi, where it's going, about the current threat, and the points you were making about Obama's credibility.
Well, first off, you have an extremely loyal audience. Thanks to those who just followed me on Facebook. That's a record, considering I've been on a number of radio stations. That's a record amount of Facebook likes in the last couple of minutes. So thank you, folks. That's a very nice idea. Yeah, a lot of my intel and military sources have been talking to me over and over. I have a book coming out in November on this topic. And, folks, if you don't believe there was a stand-down order here, you're living in a fantasy land. I just hate to tell you this, but there's a team out there, Alex Fest, Foreign Emergency Support Team. Here's an analogy. Imagine with the Secret Service, God forbid something was to happen to the president, right? No one has to be told in the Secret Service to respond. You just go. That's what you do. Well, that's what the FEST team does, the Foreign Emergency Support Team. They've responded to these types of incidents before. Why they didn't respond, and they should have set up red flags everywhere, it was brought up in the Capitol Hill testimony, and the media has largely ignored it. I wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Times about this because I've got friends who have been talking to me about this. These guys were told not to go. There is no question in my mind this was politically motivated. I hate to tell you that, folks, but if you're ignoring this, you're ignoring it at your own peril, because that fabric of security that those guys, Secret Service and DSS, provide has been absolutely shredded. The cavalry always showed up in the past, and that promise has been broken. It's very dangerous.
Why would they do something like this to show their hind end to everybody in the government? Because the whole Pentagon knows it was a stand down. They watched it from the Predator drones. The ships all know. I've talked to a lot of people off record who were able to even see it. Some major fits were thrown. People resigned, major generals, you name it. Why would the Obama administration do something like this, protecting the jihadis there in Benghazi?
Well, there's only two explanations here, folks. One, they are the most incompetent administration in presidential history and literally didn't know what to do. So we already know he went upstairs to the living quarters without any resolution to the incident whatsoever. So that's explanation possibility number one, which I don't believe. The second explanation is they knew exactly what they were doing, and given the proximity of the presidential election, they could not have out in public that, one, there was a terrorist attack, and two, their foreign policy in Libya had collapsed, and three, a CIA operation was going to be uncovered. So the second fork in that road is that they knew exactly what they were doing, and for political reasons, they let these four guys die. Folks, bad news, either one of those answers is horrific for any leader.
Either one is treason, and either one is completely criminal. And now CNN, London Telegraph, they're all reporting, CIA people have told them that, no, we were giving surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and Al-Qaeda, a lot of this doesn't make sense when you think about it. And there have been some people hinting around this now that, why, if we were running these guns and these surface-to-air missiles and these advanced weapons to Syrian rebels who were embedded with Al-Qaeda, I don't think anybody disputes that or knows what they're talking about, at least, why would Al-Qaeda, through Ansar al-Sharia, attack the complex? There may be an Iranian Hezbollah axis here that a couple of people are starting to hint around to, which would open up a whole different can of worms. But again, you can't trust anything that comes from this administration. They've blown all their credibility. I mean, they put Jay Carney up there.
You know, that's an interesting point. Stay there. We got to come back in 5 more minutes with you, and I appreciate your time. Iran does not want those missiles getting into Syria, because once Syria falls, Iran's next. That's actually an interesting point. That's what your sources are saying? That could be what's going on?
Yes. It doesn't make sense, Alex. Why would Al-Qaeda attack an operation funding Al-Qaeda in Syria? It doesn't make any sense. The vested interest is with
unless
the
you want to get rid of the ambassador and the witnesses.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.